Hey everybody, I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast, where we give you insights into post-traumatic stress, trauma recovery, healing, and beyond. I'm Dr. Deb Lind, and in each episode, I have a conversation with a guest who will stimulate your mind, touch your heart, and connect with your spirit, and also give you a greater understanding of yourself and others on this healing and recovery journey walked by so many of us before, wounded healers with lived experience and heroes. Hopefully, we'll also provide a glimpse into possibilities and purpose, hope, and inspiration. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast. One last thing, guys, before we dive into today's episode, if you'd like an ad-free experience and like early access to new episodes and special events, I want to let you know you can join us at patreon.com. That is patreon.com/PTSD and Beyond. All right, let's do it. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond. Happy April Fool's Day. Today is April 1st. You want to know something? This is the fifth take of doing this episode. I have no idea why. It's really interesting. And I wonder if this is like the universe is playing an April Fool's joke on me where, you know, the dog's going to start barking, the doorbell's going to start ringing. For some reason, the episode starts auto-playing. I mean, I don't know. There's something funky going on right now. But today's topic, nonetheless, let's focus, Deb, is changing our lives. The quote comes from William James. And the quote is, human beings, by changing their inner attitudes of their minds, can change the outer aspects of their lives. Here's what Linda has to say. Some call it visioning, others call it dreaming, reframing, visualization, positive thinking, or cognitive therapy. And still others just do it and don't call it anything. That would be me. I fall in that category. It's the art of deliberately picturing something that we desire, a behavior, a goal, an outcome, so that it's more likely to come about. Thinking alone isn't going to make something happen, of course. Of course. But once we have a vision, we can begin to act in ways that will make the vision become real. Now, there's two groups of people who are really masters at doing this. One is performers and the other are athletes. If you listen to stories about Michael Jordan, he talks about how he used visualization and visualization techniques to help him with, yep, I'm going to see myself making that free throw shot, making that three-pointer, as well as other athletes. Baseball athletes, they do the same thing. As well as performers. Beyonce has a story about how she has an alter ego that helped her with performing. Now, we can do the same thing too. And the coolest thing about the brain and when we actually do this technique is that our brain doesn't identify, hey, did you actually practice that? Was that real the first time you did it? Is this the real time you're doing it? So there's that sense of familiarity. Yes, I can say that word. We're going to get that blooper in here. When you go ahead and actually do what you're trying to accomplish. Super fascinating and super cool. And I actually can say that I've experienced the same thing where I have a visualization. I've gone through the motion. I've done meditation. I see myself. I see the outcome. And then when I go to actually do it, there's just this flow, this ease, the sense of ease. All right, here's the affirmation of the day. I have a picture of how I want my life to go. What do I need to do to make it happen? Create that movie for yourself. Don't look at it so much like you're writing down a task. Create the movie. You're the director. You're the producer. Create the movie and watch it play out. Everything, characters, people that come in your life, situations, opportunities. You see yourself. Maybe you want to see yourself speaking and articulating clearly. And see yourself doing that. Envision it. Watch yourself. Make that movie. Like William James says, we can change our inner attitudes of our minds. And that can change the outer aspect of our lives. All right, you guys, this is Dr. Deb with PTSD and Beyond. What did you think about today's episode? What did you think about what Linda has to say and some of these examples, some of these real life examples? And what are you planning on taking with you that resonates and going beyond?